for 9, 10, and 11. If you have no specific sort of context, you are going to assume that the gender of the pronouns is reflecting the gender of the antecedent, like man, woman, child. All right? I mean, a thing, man, woman, thing. So 9 is I see him, 10 is I see her, and 11 is I see it. Not this. This is not what you would expect. Number 9, I see it. It, yeah, I was thinking of a field, you know? Well, if you're just seeing something like that, it's going to normally be a guy someplace. All right, 12. What? All right. I see him, yes. And then 10 is her, and 11 is it. Masculine, feminine, neuter. 12. I am sending the cloak to her, indirect object. 13. Did I say 13 or 12? You know, this is starting to scare me. I was looking at 13 when I did that. Bad day. Number 12, I am sending the cloak to him. Number 13, I am sending the cloak to her. Now, how many people have I send the cloak? If you had that, this would only work if you're doing habitual. I send the cloak to her every afternoon. But if you're not, we never say that. By the way, for some of you, any other kind of whoop-de-doo will work. You could say, I try to send the cloak to her. That's fine, too. 14. I am sending her cloak. The cloak of her means hers. I am sending her cloak.
How, in that situation, how can you know if it's her cloak or you're sending her a cloak?
Oh, because if you're sending it to her, it's 13.
You will be to her.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And the genitive is the cloak of her, namely her cloak. Right. Yeah. See, that's why I put these two together. In other words, Matthew, number 14 is not this. I am sending her a cloak, which would be an indirect object. See, it's I'm sending her cloak to the Goodwill. She doesn't know about it. Okay? Number 15. I am sending the cloak to them, or I am sending them the cloak. And finally, 16, I am coming with you. With you guys. Who had the teachings of the wicked or evil Sanhedrin? Who had that? Put your hand up. We got a couple of guys. Okay, here's the problem. Hi ponerai is feminine plural. Tu synedriou is neuter genitive singular. See, hi ponerai is feminine plural nominative. Synedriou is neuter singular genitive. So hi ponerai has got to agree with hi didachai. Now this is why, once we start getting more complicated, you cannot simply do an interlinear. The teachings, the evil, the Sanhedrin, and then you kind of go, the teachings of the evil Sanhedrin. No. The actual relationship of the concepts is indicated for you by the endings. See, so whatever ponerai means, Bill, it's related to didachai. That's what it's telling you. See? So whatever the concept is conveyed by the poner stem, the ending lets you know, feminine, plural, nominative, it's got to go with didachai. Because that's also feminine, plural, and nominative. It's neuter, actually. But it is singular and it is genitive. Notice the double accent on paisusime. Paisusime. That you're going to have there the second accent because it's carrying me. That's an enclitic. Let me give the translation of D once again. The wicked or evil teachings of the Sanhedrin will not persuade me. It's future tense. And that's from the future of Pytho, not from Paisamai. Not from Paisamai. You know, I thought of another example. This would be if we would do this as a noun. You know, you people are all worried about the fact that Pytho, future Paiso, Pasco, future Paisamai, you know, that this is all so confusing. But lead, the substance led. See, a dog, a leash, a lead. Or you could say the lead in the play, led. We handle it. We handle it. You know, you don't say, the guy who is playing the lead in the play, oh, really, is he dressing up as a big piece of lead? No, I mean, you know that it's not going to be like that. So the context for this about teachings and so on is not going to be suffer, but it is going to be persuasion. Note, please, that with emu, you use the, and we didn't mention this before because I didn't want to get you confused with the trees for the forest. You use the emphatic form of the personal pronoun after prepositions. It's not emphatic then. But you just do that, and that is indicated for you at the bottom of page 74. Bottom of page 74. Just a second here. Now, in this sentence, let me complete this thought. In this sentence, we have two forms of the emphatic pronoun. This is very important in this sentence. The first one is emu after apa. The second is the ego at the beginning of the second line. Now, they are each there for a different reason. Go to page 74. So basically, the first and second person personal pronouns are used with the accent when they are being emphatic. But look at B at the bottom of the page. I wanted to start with B at the bottom of the page. The nominative forms of these same pronouns are used only for emphasis. I see you. So this would be, I led them out of it toward you. Prepositional phrases are like example three. Example three, he came pros eme. It is not, he came pros me. Now, there are a couple of exceptions to this in the New Testament, but this is a pretty solid rule that you will use the emphatic forms, and they're not emphatic. They're not emphatic. They just use those forms. Pros eme, not pros me. Bottom of page 75.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes.
C. Okay. A translation of a personal pronoun in a prepositional phrase must consider the case usage of each language after that prepositional phrase. Turn the page to example 11. I see sheep in the field, and I will lead outa them x out to out of it, referring to the field. See, remember I said, that's why I put that in parentheses, for this reason, that it is not that every time you see a masculine or a feminine, it's him or her. If the antecedent is something like field, it's masculine, desert, it's feminine. Right. Okay. Right. This is very key to get this. This is the gendered issue. Again, those of you who had some German or something are used to this right away. It's the people who've never had any language that this really is an issue. You've got to kind of come to terms with this with an inflected, highly gendered language. A translation of a personal pronoun in a prepositional phrase must consider the case usage of each language after that preposition. And look at example 10 there, Sloman. The robbers are pursuing us and we are fleeing from, not there, see, but from them. Because apart takes the genitive requiring out tone. English, from takes the accusative requiring them. And now you could have ha de curios, or you could have ha curios. Either one. Okay? So either one. But the Lord continued to pursue edioke autus. But the Lord continued to pursue them, was pursuing. The pursuing he was involved with at this point. The bandits released the slave, but the Lord was pursuing, continued to pursue them. Probably you might want this version right here, because even though they had released the slave, you'd think that the Lord would stop pursuing them, but it didn't make any difference. So that's pretty astonishing, and so Allah might be the right way to go with that.